Welcome to an extra special season of the J-Pod, where we hit the road to attend the National Futsal Championships held in Melbourne in January this year, which of course is 2003. J-Man had the privilege of sponsoring the Victorian All Abilities Futsal Team, and we met some of the incredible team members who were playing in the tournament. We took the mic along so you can meet them too, and we hope you enjoy this mini-series with Football Victoria at the National Championships. On this episode, we speak to the coach of the Victorian All Abilities Team, David O'Connor, and hear about what inspired him to become involved. David, we've just finished a match, and as I've mentioned earlier, this will be run after the tournament's over, but let's talk about the match you just lost. Yeah. Surprised to lose?
No, not really. But, the reason I'm not surprised is because this is our first time, Victoria, in the tournament. A lot of these teams are well established, you know, they've got one, two teams in it. So we're just in a building process. You know, it's our first attempt. Yesterday we had a very good win to start off the tournament, we had a draw. And this was a loss today, but, you know, we're looking now to the semi-finals.
David, how did you get involved in futsal? I know it's probably a big, long answer coming. We've got time, you can tell me. And also Football Victoria.
Yeah, well, I've been in professional football since I was 15. I played in England and I played here for many years, and then coaching. So now I'm at the end of my career. I mean, I'm 70.
No way.
Yeah, 70. And what I'm doing now is putting back into it. I got involved with the All Abilities because I've got a daughter that's got a disability. So my passion's there. And I wanted to get these guys exercising. I run an academy where we've got an All Abilities program. So that's how I've got involved. Victoria then, I've been involved in and around Victoria for many years, and you know, I got offered the job, so I thought it'd be a great opportunity.
Now, as I mentioned earlier to another person I interviewed, at J-Man we're trying to normalise disability, basically, so the general public just go, they're just like everyone else, but they've got something different to me, you, whatever. And in fact, every human being has something different to offer. Is this a step forward as far as All Abilities sport goes, All Abilities futsal goes, in helping us achieve that?
Definitely, 100%. I look on these kids that they can achieve anything that they put their mind to, you know. Just give them a go. They're just like anybody else, as you said, they've just got a disability. And you know, they can just do anything they want. So let's give them a go.
What's surprised you so far with some of the things that they've achieved?
Look, in general, you know, these kids, all these kids have got a big passion, and they want to play football. They want to feel part of a club. A lot of them don't get that opportunity in mainstream because they just don't fit in because of a disability or whatever. But that shouldn't stop them from playing the sport that they love, whether it be soccer, cricket, tennis, whatever, you know. So what I see with these guys is, boys and girls, they've got a passion. And they put in just like anybody else. They get aggressive like anybody else, you know, on the field with the tackling and such, you know. And it's just wonderful to see them, you know, running around the field.
David, you're 70. What makes you tick, mate? What makes you get out of bed in the morning?
Because I love what I do. I've been involved in professional football all my life. I've done for a living what is my hobby, my passion. So obviously I love it. And, you know, I said at 60 I was going to retire. Then it went to 65, now 70. And I'll probably just drop dead on the field one day, you know.
Well, you're an inspiration. I'm 65, so, and you look a lot better than me, so I'm going to make sure I keep going. But, David, how about a prediction? Where can you see this team going in this tournament and futsal in general, the All Abilities Australian futsal team? Can we take on the world?
We can definitely take on the world. And, you know, I see it growing and growing. And people like yourselves that are supporting it, you know, you're doing such a great thing. And that's going to help us, you know. The more people get involved to push the league along, then it's going to grow, and more people, more kids that's got a disability are going to start looking at it and getting involved. You know, instead of being at home on the computers, they're going to be out in the fresh air, and they're going to be having a social life, and that's what we're all on about here. And as for Victoria, look, we're looking to make the finals, you know. There's no reason why we can't give it a good shot, but at the end of the day, it's our first attempt. If we don't achieve that, then we'll build for next year, and we will get there without a doubt. And my aim is to put Victoria on the map, you know, in the All Abilities.
So Socceroos coach Graham Arnold's job safe, is it?
I think it is, yeah. But you know, I'm happy doing what I'm doing, and to me, my passion and why I get out of bed is when I see these guys on the field, you know, and running around, then that makes me happy. So I'll keep going on that, so Arnie can sleep well. You know, I'm not after his job.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for your time, and good luck for the rest of the tournament.
All right, thanks very much.